I've often talked about how much of a pay-per-view buyer I am. Take that any way you want it. But I'll tell you how I take it. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Fastest VPN on the planet, global server network, all that good stuff. That's great. But a big, big reason why I got NordVPN.com/Fightful is all the pay-per-views I buy, all the money we're spending. We're trying to control costs as a company, as a household. You can get those UFC pay-per-views at a fraction of the price you're paying here in America. Plus, you can get all kinds of great content that you wouldn't normally see thanks to those services as well. Shows that are on overseas services, things that you want to watch a little bit early so you get on that UK time and watch them. Being able to change the interfaces of things like the WWE Network. Maybe you don't like Peacock, anything like that. NordVPN.com/Fightful gives you that ability while having the fastest VPN on the planet. Also, you just get so much more out of your internet experience with NordVPN.com/Fightful. Subscribe to Fight and AEW Plus. Watch AEW without commercials. Watch bare knuckle boxing. Watch UFC pay-per-views, boxing pay-per-views at the rates they're getting over in the UK. Change your virtual location with just one click. And hey, if you need any help using it, they got that 24/7 tech support. NordVPN.com/Fightful. What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, Fightful. Here with a name you know, Baron Corbin. Last time we talked, you unblocked me live on the air.
I did. We squashed the beef.
We did. I mean,
don't remember what the beef was.
It was a football thing, yeah, I think. Probably. It was a football
probably
thing.
Probably insulted my Chiefs or something.
I definitely did. I'm a Bengals fan. I'm in that club section now, though.
Oh, you're fancy.
I'm going to present Johnny Gargano with a Bengals jersey today.
Is he a Bengals guy?
No, he is a Browns fan.
That's no fun.
Listen, we're both here in Cleveland. We're making it through.
It's tough.
I mean, it's going to be, you can't go for a swim here without turning into one of the X-Men. So.
It's true. It's not. And this hotel yesterday, I got in the elevator and Caleb Williams was in the elevator with me
because really?
They were playing in that game last night in Canton. So all of those guys were here. I had to text Rollins
that.
And tell him his team was here and he wasn't here yet to see.
Oh,
him.
No.
All the Bears were here. And it was funny. I had a crazy run in. I was standing in the elevator and this guy gets in. He looks at me. He's like, hey, we were roommates. And I looked at him. I was like, I have no, it's early. I have no idea right now. And he's like, yeah, when we played the Raiders, and he was like, I was like, oh man, it's Jimmy Dre. Like he's tight end for the Arizona Cardinals. We were there together and we roomed together for one of the games. Now he's a coach for the Bears. So
yesterday
was fun getting to see them, but I still had to say go Chiefs to all of them.
Of course. Of course. We'll squash that for now. I can't deny the Chiefs are really good. Yeah. Somebody said, why do you not like the Chiefs? And I said, because they're good.
Yeah.
That's why. Like I can't.
The new Patriot.
I can't pretend they're not good.
Right.
Like it's, I mean, they're just not usually as good when they face the Bengals head to head. I'm just saying.
It's not a good showing for us most of the
time. Yeah. Well, I mean, we lose to the Browns all the time. I say we, like I'm playing tight end for them as well. But listen, we have seen a great evolution. Like I remember, I think it was your first singles match back on SmackDown. I was like, you wrestled completely different than the last time you were on SmackDown.
Yeah.
Is that a concentrated effort for you? I mean, like, If I was making a video game character as 15 years old, I'd be like, that's the moveset I want. Like, it was so cool and different than what we'd even seen before out of you.
Yeah, it's definitely a concentrated effort. It was something I wanted to do when I came back to the main roster. I went to NXT to kind of fix a lot of things, not just my wrestling, but like, you know, I'd been beaten by everybody. I had to like kind of revamp who I was and try to leave a lot of that in the past to get that fresh start back on the main roster. And I think if you saw me come out and do the same things you saw me doing 2 years ago, you wouldn't care. And you'd say, oh, he didn't change anything. He's still the same guy. So it is a concentrated effort to create that whole new way I move and new things I do in the ring to kind of just elevate it, make it exciting. Plus down there at NXT, man, those boys can go.
Yeah, they can.
I had to evolve my game to run with those guys like Ilya and Carmelo and Braun. And the list of guys they have down there that you haven't seen yet is amazing. And so, I definitely had to step my game up and now, you know, and it made me better, I think, for everybody to see.
One of the things I've always admired about you is you did legit training as well, boxing, grappling. Yeah. I've seen a lot of people cross over into blood sport. Is that something you would ever be interested
Absolutely.
In?
Absolutely. I think it'd be awesome. It'd be a lot of fun. I watch it. Shayna looks like she's having a heck of a time. The Creed brothers went over there and destroyed some people. So it would be amazing because I do a lot of that. I train jiu-jitsu 3 days a week. I'm going to try to fight in the IBJJF in November in Tampa. I want to choke some fools out and get another gold medal, and then, you know, maybe compete at Worlds or Pans. And to bring that into this world is going to be awesome. And doing blood sport would be a fun place to demonstrate my skills with that.
As we wrap up, you've been teaming with Apollo Crews lately. Yes. I love that pair.
Yeah.
Like, I love that.
It's so funny because when they told me initially, hey, we're going to have you tag with Apollo for a little bit, I was like kind of standoffish because I was like, well, I just got done with Braun, like the wolf dogs, like that's untouchable. Like, how do I make this better? Is it possible? Because that was so fun and so organic, and I love Braun Breaker. And so I was a little like timid to the idea. And then more and more people were like, man, I love this pairing. I love what you guys are doing. And I mean, I love it. I love Apollo. He's an unbelievable competitor. I've wrestled him for the last 12 years. You know, we wrestled in London on an NXT takeover. He's an amazing
competitor. Right, you told him to go back to ROH. So,
yes, I did. He never worked there. He never worked there. I didn't know.
I think that added to it. I think that made it better, because why would you know that?
But I didn't. So it fit perfectly. But no, it's been exciting, and I'm excited to see what Apollo and I can do.
I am as well. Excited to see your run on SmackDown as a tag team. Baron Corbin, I want to thank you so much for the time.
Thank you as always.
Until next time, guys, we're out.
Go Chiefs.
Ah.
Save big on all your Halloween needs, all in the Kroger app. Get juicy red, green, or black seedless grapes for 99 cents a pound. Then get tender USDA Choice Boneless Beef Chuck Roast for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.